Now, Tesla's chief executive, Elon Musk, is in China on what's described as a high-stakes business trip. The entrepreneur has met with Chinese foreign and trade ministers. They discussed development of electric cars and expanding Tesla's operations. China is the world's biggest electric vehicle market. In April, Tesla announced it would build a second factory in Shanghai. Musk's business ties to China have previously raised concerns in Washington. Let's go live now to Katrina Yu in Beijing for more on this. And Katrina, so Elon Musk, it's his first visit in 3 years, isn't it? And they've really rolled out the red carpet for him. Tell us more about it.
That's right. So Elon Musk, it's his second day here in China. Of course, the Chinese market is enormously important for Tesla. The first plant outside of the US is in Shanghai, and last year they produced about 70,000 cars, which was about half of Tesla's global output. But this visit, a high-stakes business visit, also a big surprise to the general public. On Wednesday, he's met with the commerce minister. He also met and visited the Ministry of Information Technology. And on Tuesday, he met with the head of Chinese battery giant CATL, which also works with Tesla. And he met with China's foreign minister himself, Qin Gang. Now, we don't know much about what has been being said about this trip. Elon Musk is uncharacteristically quiet on Twitter himself. There's not much reporting here on Chinese social media or state media, but we have seen a statement from the foreign ministry. And this foreign ministry statement said that Elon Musk remarked to Qin Gang that the Chinese people were diligent and wise and that China's achievements and development was well-deserved. He also said, apparently, that the economies of China and the U.S. are intertwined. Now, this visit comes at a time when there are questions being raised about Tesla's expansion plans here in China. So it is no surprise that Elon Musk is seemingly saying all the right things to very important people here in China. But what is interesting is the way that he's being treated. He's being treated almost like a foreign dignitary himself. It's notable that Apple's chief, Tim Cook, was in China in March, and he certainly didn't get the same treatment here in China.
Yeah, interesting. I said Tesla already had one plant in China. As you say, they're talking about opening a second factory. Tell us more about why Musk's ties to China raise concerns in Washington.
Well, this trip comes at a time where there are increasing tensions between Washington and Beijing. Just this week, China rejected a meeting between China's defense minister and the U.S. defense minister in Singapore. We also have the U.S. leading this sort of push economically for other countries, including the U.S., of course, to decouple from Chinese supply chains. And we've had from the Biden administration a raft of restrictions put on Chinese technology companies, including Huawei, because of national security concerns. And we've had tit-for-tat, China put a similar ban on a U.S. chip company, Micron, earlier this month because of security concerns as well. So increasingly, we find these multinational companies such as Tesla caught in these geopolitical crosshairs. And because of this, we're seeing the leaders of these companies have to come to China and, I suppose, really maintain this balance between maintaining good relations in Beijing as well as in Washington.
Interesting. Katrina, thanks for that. Katrina Yu there in Beijing.